Welcome back. In this episode, we're going to talk about Dragon Ball Z Resurrection F. We're going to conclude Anita Space Dick's erotic sci-fi humdrum to space cum, and we're going to answer your very important questions in this exciting episode of Black Hawk Radio Swayze. I should tell you before we get officially started that we are changing the format of the show just a little bit. Instead of giving you hour-long episodes, because you're all fucking ADD as fuck, we're going to give you 40-minute episodes. Because maybe then you can listen to the end. Because at the end, that's when you win the prizes. And we feel bad that you're not winning any prizes because none of you listen to the end. But we still love you. So head on over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review, because that helps us make money, baby. Did that sound too much like Austin Powers? Yeah, I didn't want it to sound like Austin Powers. A little
bit. I just realised that none of us are checking the mail.
I check every day.
So you know.
Yeah.
So you know no one's emailing.
I'm looking at it now. I'm looking at it now as I'm talking.
I have not checked that mail.
If you want us to go back to doing an hour-long episode, fucking tell us on Twitter.
That's where we're at. Yeah.
And you can find us on Twitter at go fuck yourself.
We be tweeting.
We tweet every single day. Hazan has a very funny story about Twitter. let's lead off with that.
Damn. All right. So basically, people. So.
Get to the jokes. None of this fucking...
Get the jokes.
Okay, so basically, I was thinking, okay, we're not getting much buzz off Twitter. Mm. I thought, you know what, I'm going to try a different tactic, apart from just tweeting and retweeting random nonsense.
So Hassan, one second. What is the best way to get more buzz on Twitter?
Oh, I was just about to drop it.
Okay, good.
Tweetonomics. Go. Has to go.
Get a catfish. Now, so what I did, which I'm not sure, it could get me into legal trouble.
Hazard, who are we catfishing?
The entire internet.
We're catfishing the whole entire internet.
Okay, okay.
Fucking number one.
So basically, what my plan was to get a good-looking girl's picture, some bullshit like description of her, a sexy name, sexy-ish,
but not too sexy.
Not too sexy, like kind of real. I called her Becky. Her name was Rebecca, so I called her Becky Blanca. Yeah, I thought it was quite hot. And the picture, I'm just gonna show you guys the picture that I picked. That was the picture of the woman that
okay.
I picked.
Okay.
She, of course, has no idea,
yeah,
as the audience do right now, of how she look, of her fucking, of her being used.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. She's quite attractive, Becky Blanca.
Anyway, guess how long it took me to be found out for catfishing by the internet?
0.3 seconds.
Maybe just about that. I literally, instantly, as soon as I made this account, I tried to like do a tweet and it said forbidden. And I was like, what the fuck? And then I was like, okay, maybe it's because my app's all fucked up because I've already got Bangkok Radio Swayze on there.
Yeah.
Went on the internet, logged on brand new, instantly took me to a fucking banned account page. And it was like, these are the reasons. Yeah, these are the reasons why your account is probably banned. And it said spam. And yeah.
She was.
Do you know what they should have? You should be able to get banned, but you get banned and sent to a website where other people are getting banned at the same time. And then you could have like a little chat with other banned guys.
Just go to the catfish.
The dark space
yeah. of the internet.
That's just another little chat service.
That's banging. Yeah.
This is the banned... It'd be all the trolls.
Yeah. All the trolls getting together.
In one place.
Just creating a virus.
And they could like, you know, battle it out to see...
Number one troll.
Yeah, it'd be like a fucking... psychotic.
It would be a bloodbath, man.
It would be the Hunger Games.
Patrols.
More like shitty facial hair.
And sweat.
And pubes. So
but all
pubes.
All the avatars will be of hot women, though.
Or that Pepe the Frog. Yeah, yeah. Pepe the Frog. Yeah, it's gonna be Avatars and Pepe the Frog. Awesome. And sexy women. But women who wear like those big frame glasses, yeah, but also have rockin' tits.
You know what I mean? Especially our listeners.
Dragon Ball, moving on. Dragon Ball. Resurrection F. Great film.
Yeah.
Citizen Kane and Dragon Ball Z.
It was good.
Oh, sorry. One more thing. Again, with the new things that we're doing on the show, what we are going to do from now on is talk about a movie without spoiling it. We're not going to spoil Dragon Ball Z. Do not worry. If you're like, oh God, it's a cartoon for children made in Japan. I gotta not listen to this. We're not going to spoil it. But then at the end, extra 5 minutes at the end, we are going to spoil it. So if you don't mind it being spoiled, listen to the end. But we will warn you before we start talking about any spoilers. Because we're good guys. We're good guys.
So how are they going to recover from Goku dying at the end of the film? I see that. That's...
Can we cut that? Out the window there. All right, so
moving. All right, no, seriously. Yeah. Vegeta dying.
I'm imagining the guy at home listening to this. And he's a troll.
Oh, God.
And his avatar is a woman in a pink tank top with rocking tits.
You know what I'm talking about.
Big frame glasses. And he's there like, they're making jokes about Goku dying. Now I know that he doesn't die. What fucking assholes. Right after saying they're not going to spoil it.
My bandu tatai hurts.
My bandu!
No, seriously, we won't spoil it.
We're not going to spoil it.
That was just me, like, going off on a tangent. Making jokes. Yeah.
With making funny jokes. Sue us.
So, this film is a sequel to what film? It's the Gods? Battle of the Gods.
Yeah.
Can we spoil
Did you actually
that
watch? No, 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 no.
No, we can spoil that.
No, 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 let's not. No, no, no.
The
people who haven't seen... I haven't seen it, but you've seen...
Let me hazard a guess. Goku, Vegeta. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They fight for Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Goku wants to save Earth and his friends, but Vegeta, he pretends that he doesn't.
But really does.
Okay.
And they fight.
Do you know what? You're kind of right, but very far away from the truth. Very far away.
So far away. You're looking at the truth, and the truth is like, who the fuck is that guy? Because you're so small to the truth.
Yeah.
But I will say this: let's not spoil it.
Let's not spoil it.
So I watched it yesterday because it's funny. Me and Hassan were talking. I was like Hassan because I knew you'd seen them both. Mm. So I was like, Hassan, are you gonna watch Battle of Gods before watching this? And Hassan said to me, "What did you say?" No, fuck that.
I said, no, who gives a fuck?
Who gives a fuck? I'm going to review this film as a one-off. Mm. I was like, yeah, you're right. But secretly, I was like, I'm going to watch this film. Yeah.
Oh, you watched it?
I did. Okay. I watched it yesterday, and then I watched this one today. Yeah. 5 minutes into this film, I was like, if I hadn't watched yesterday's film, I wouldn't have understood anything.
Really?
Yeah.
It kind of makes sense, there's a fucking destroyer.
You don't need to watch it, but there's a bit where Goku does some mad shit.
I mean, you kind of do need to watch it.
And he's like, that's crazy what you just did. And Goku's like, to cut a long story short, I'm super rad now, and it's because of this. And I was like, that long story was the whole of the last film.
No, I mean, like, anyone who knows about the Dragon Ball Z movies knows that it's called Battle of the Gods and knows that there's a god element to the film. Do you know what I mean? Everyone knows that, so... Nobody watching the old Dragon Ball Z, the Battle of the Gods film, was going in being like, okay, Goku's going to do some normal shit. He was obviously going to do some godlike shit, you know what I mean? So, there's no spoilers there, really.
Mm.
I mean, the general gist is that, you know, Goku's transcending, doing some, you know, he's going from Super Saiyan to, like, sort of weird, kind of quirky anime character.
So he's going to a type of Saiyan... We're finding it very hard not to spoil.
Can we say the name of the form?
It's Super Saiyan God. It's Super Saiyan dash dash.
Super Saiyan God.
It's X.
Should we play Hangman again? Just be Super Saiyan dash dash dash.
No, I just said it twice.
It's Super Saiyan God.
Yeah.
Super Saiyan God.
I hate the name.
I think it's banging.
I hate the name. Super Saiyan God. It's
but you want it to be.
Super Saiyan 5. Okay.
All right, that's cool. Sorry, can we start with the start of the film?
Okay. Well, no. Let me, because this relates. So, in this series of films, it's not GT at all? It's straight no, after
GT is,
Z.
GT is, no, GT this, is not. It, essentially, this is a correction of GT. GT okay. was a mistake yeah. and wasn't of original canon variety.
So. Funimation didn't do it or something.
No, yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't. It wasn't Funimation.
It was fan made. It wasn't Akira Toyokami. Yeah.
It wasn't fan made. It just wasn't from the original producers.
But. And this is actually the guy who created Dragon Ball Z's response to Dragon Ball Evolution.
So it's like his diss record.
American film that came out in 2009. That was just hot garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That this is a response to that.
But it has elements of GT in it. It has like and it takes it and tries to fit it into the story and it does fit in normally like well how it would. Because GT did have, you know, original story, but it just warped it a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like things like Gohan having a kid and shit. In GT, Pan, the little kid is Gohan's kid. It's already grown. She's already grown up and she's already involved in the story.
Oh, wow.
But in the original Dragon Ball Z now and in the films, she hasn't been born yet. Yeah. You know what I mean? But they just say that, oh, look,
Gohan. But she was just born. In the start of this film, she's been born. In the start of Dragon Ball Resurrection, she's been born. But can I just... Can I stop you guys? You're getting too far into this. This film starts with Frieza in hell.
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
film starts... Frieza's version of hell is him in a ball bag, in a nutsack, hanging from a tree, watching sexy fairies dance.
Playboy bunny
fairies dance, while teddy bears play the trumpet and like have a marching band.
This is
Frieza's hell.
And sounds like heaven to me.
Hell is cash. So hell is fucking banging.
Not when you're a mean-spirited bastard.
When you're a meanie like Frieza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it. Mm.
I like the twist they put on it as well, that because Frieza dies on Earth, he goes to Earth's heaven or hell.
Yeah.
But if you die off Earth, you go to wherever else you're supposed to go and shit.
That's and you know what I also found... interesting was that when he came back, he was like, I'm gonna get revenge, and everyone was like, but Lord Frieza, you shouldn't do that. And then he was like, I'm fucking Frieza, of course I'm getting revenge.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he said, but to be fair, right after he said, I'm gonna kill the Saiyans, well, he says monkeys, that's racial term for Saiyans. He says, I'm gonna kill the monkeys that sent me to Earth's hell, I'm gonna destroy Earth and destroy Earth's hell.
Yeah,
and I was like, if I had just spent what felt like an eternity in hell, I think it's more than reasonable that I want to destroy that. I think that that's fair. That I would come out of there and be like, I want to destroy that place.
Yeah, hell's fun.
Hell is shit. Hell is the worst place.
It is the worst.
According to but the only book that matters.
He thinks that he would have learned his lesson, though, and been like, no, maybe I should just take this in red, that this guy will kill me again. I should just probably go and, you know, conquer the universe like it was before.
He definitely did not.
Before I got exploded.
In this film. Like, are we allowed to say what he did in the film?
No.
Alright, cool. Well, you know what I like about Frieza's... Now they call them his gang. They call it the Frieza Force.
The Frieza Squad.
Frieza Force, because it's a little, like, alliteration.
Yeah.
The I like how they're all, like, regular kind of looking dudes with fucking, like, scams. A mullet.
Yeah.
A mullet. And either, like, they're all kind of the same with, like, a big dumb mullet. And the mullets are all different coloured, or they have different coloured faces. Yeah. So they have, like, a purple face and a yellow mullet.
Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty, like,
lazy. It's funny. Like, his army is built up of...
mullets.
Of, like, mullets, essentially, mullets. But the people, you know, under the mullets are, like, survivors from the planets that they conquer.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah, so... He goes around conquering planets and then taking the strongest ones and then adding him to his team.
I got that idea. That's why they're all like a fucking... It's all a mishmash of like... There's no two dudes in his squad that are like and the same race.
It's just... And like Vegeta's story is just on the back of his race is the only one that was like, yeah, you've destroyed our entire planet. We're done working for you, basically. Mm. It was like a contract. They all have contracts and shit.
Mm.
And yeah, you see that in like the old like Bardock story films and things like that.
It's what was I gonna say? Oh, can we? Oh man, I feel like we can't talk about anything.
Okay, I want to say this though. How amazing is it when they wish back? So in the beginning of the film, people wish Frieza back from the dead.
That's what I was actually going to
And he comes as fucking goo and bits of body parts. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, I liked how they continued the Trunks, like,
slashed his fucking
like, he was
gash.
Slashed up, so he came back slashed up.
That makes no fucking sense, because every character in that show
has died.
Dies, yeah. But horrifically. Like, gets obliterated, yeah. Blown into a million pieces. We don't even wish him back. Like, when they wished Krillin back, he didn't come back in two halves.
Yeah, but
when he got killed in Frieza land or wherever the fuck he got killed.
It's because the dragon's powers and shit apparently don't work on robots. Or so apparently, because Frieza was part.
Are you taking a piss?
No, seriously. You just they didn't say that.
No. This is part of like Dragon Ball Z like history. That's why like when. Oh, back in the day when like Krillin made wishes and stuff for the Android 18, the dragon was like, I can't do that because she's an android. So like he wished for her to become human, but he says I couldn't do that. So he just wished for the bomb to be removed from the android instead. So that's when they reveal stuff like the dragon can't do stuff to androids or robots. And shit
I liked, it was kind of cool when he came back as like gloopy shit.
Mm.
The because he was connected by like android shit, as you were saying. The android, like, he dropped all on the ground in one piece, and then the android shit tried to connect him again.
Yeah,
do you see that for
a
second?
Yeah,
like, all these,
like,
wires.
Like, T-1000.
Yeah, and then it just couldn't. It was just like,
this
is fucked up.
Y'all need an upgrade,
But I like the other wish that those little...
I want $1 million.
They wanted $1 million.
Well, fucking banging.
And I love it. A million zenny was, like... £50. It looked like 50 quid.
And that's, they're actually characters again.
They're from Dragon
taken,
Ball. From,
yeah, they're from Dragon Ball, but also from Dragon Ball GT as well.
Oh,
like Dragon Ball GT, they're actually old and shit. Like, he's an old man, and the dog, that dog creature is old and everything, and they're like the villains in the.
But I'm sure, like, with the. Because GT, it must have been big. Because in England it was big, yeah. In Japan it must
have been. I never watched it.
Yeah, but I haven't seen
it. I watched it, I didn't read
it. But I'm sure that's why they got like things like Pan and other people from it. Because it had like a bit of an impact. So like, take the good bits from it and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, I don't know. What do you guys think of the film in general?
I thought it was... Okay, so I watched Battle of Gods yesterday, and I know that people tend to favour Battle of Gods over this. Because it was, and I think that was just because it was the big comeback of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
I thought this film was way better.
Yeah, so did
I thought this film, the fighting was fucking. When so there's a scene when Frieza shows up with 1,000 men and all the Z fighters start fighting them. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Such a good scene.
That's one thing that
so
this film did really
fighting.
Well. They didn't go into that Dragon Ball Z pit where it's just like, just flashes on the screen.
Yeah.
There's nothing actually going on. Like in these fight scenes, like every move you can
like
see.
I was learning my technique.
Martial arts.
I was learning techniques from
you're
the
learning.
Shit.
I was getting stronger.
Can I just quickly say that? Yeah, so yesterday when I was watching Battle of Gods, this is actually funny. I like the rest of this shit. I was watching a stream. Illegal. I was watching an illegal stream.
Legal.
But the stream that I was watching, and I thought it was just a jokes thing that Dragon Ball Z, the creator, had done in the film. So, actually, the two films are a lot funnier than I remember Dragon Ball Z being. And maybe a lot... I mean, if I had never watched Dragon Ball Z, I'd be like, this isn't funny, this is cheesy.
Yeah,
But because I love Dragon Ball Z, I'm watching this and I'm willing to be like, this is funny, I'm enjoying this. But every time there was a joke, there was like a minor audience being like, huh? like a sitcom. And I was like, these bros think they're so joke, they've added canned laughter to the deal. And I only realized that it was because it was a bro filming it in the cinema.
Good. That's
and I only realized that because at one point, like the bad, what's his name? Lord Beerus.
Yeah.
Lord Beerus, like, Bulma comes up to him, he's like, you're ruining whatever, you're doing this, and he just fucking smacks her in the face.
Slaps that bitch.
Like, just fully slaps Bulma in the face. He's the god of destruction. She falls on the floor, and all you hear is, whoa! It's like, and that's when I clocked, I was like, there's no way this is just a pirate copy. There's no way like the creator is like, what? We need to lighten the mood here. I mean, you just smacked the shit out of her. We need to lighten the mood.
I like the Lord Beerus guy. I haven't seen Battle of the
You should watch it. It's good.
But I was quite happy that they added a character who, for some reason, had been like unbeknownst to them for the whole fucking show. And you're like, how could you add this? How could you add yet another insanely strong character?
He's asleep for 50 years.
I didn't know that. But I got the vibe that he was like a mutual, like kind of in the middle. He didn't give a shit. Basically.
He's a god. He's a god. He's just a destroyer. So he
and I kind of like how they kept with that for most of the film.
Yeah.
How can Gohan show up to the fight in a hoodie?
The thing is, Gohan's just been on a decline from early. I think from the Cell saga, he's just been becoming slowly the shittest character.
It's not even slowly, at a rapid acceleration.
Yeah, it's true, rapid. But I mean,
everyone else showed up to the fight in their fucking super cool fighting gear. Krillin even shaved his head to look as banging as possible. Gohan showed up in a fucking tracksuit.
What killed me is
an Adidas tracksuit.
What killed me is what he said. When he was like,
he said,
forgive him.
Well, they all actually doubted him and they were like, Gohan, could you actually still fight? And he was like, well, I could probably still turn Super Saiyan, maybe.
Maybe.
Like, why the fuck can't you still turn Super Saiyan?
What's wrong with you? How are you losing mutations? Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
How do you lose? Because in the show, he was stronger than his dad. He was stronger than Goku's Super Saiyan. Yeah. And now, it's because of Videl, bro. Yeah. Her fucking succubus vagina sucked all of his it's because Goku's not on Chi-Chi. Goku does not rate Chi-Chi at all. Goku is like, I'm gonna go train for 9 years on a planet somewhere, you look after the kids, and he goes and he does that. Gohan's like, I love my wife. Fucking
it's cheese.
Sorry
derogatory.
We're gonna
cheese
edit that out.
Turn the volume
I it's such a minor part, but they're they give Lord Beerus and his mate, who's super
wise. Why is it in Japanese
he's super
things,
gay.
When someone is ultimately amazing at fighting, they also are gay?
Yeah.
You hit a certain peak at
fighting. The ultimate truth.
It's just like, well, I guess, because you hit a peak of fighting, and you're like, I don't care what anyone thinks about me, and I guess the ultimate extreme of that for a straight man is, I don't care what anyone thinks about me, gonna start banging dudes.
Yeah.
Because
they've had a few feminine characters who are like,
but it's not
like
just
Zarbon and stuff.
Every fucking
Zarbon.
Every Japanese show, if someone if someone is banging enough,
then they'll make
fighting,
them a bit gay.
Then they become not a bit gay.
Just gay.
Fully, not even a fully gay, offensively gay.
Flamboyant.
They become like an offensive stereotype of a homosexual.
But he was kind of asexual. Yeah. Wasn't he?
Yeah, I guess
he was kind of like, I was watching, I was like, is he actually a woman? I couldn't really.
He's
like,
not.
He's
I mean,
not.
He's a man. He's a man.
I thought Frieza was a woman growing up, and I was like, how cool is it that you got a female strong character?
But he's straight.
He's
not.
He's just a homosexual man.
I hope we can get a soundbite of this. There's a bit where basically they feed Lord Beerus pizza, which he's never had before, and he's loving it. And he's like, what's this yellow stuff on the top of the pizza? And then like, and then Vegeta's like, it's cheese or some shit. I'm gonna try and get a soundbite.
It's cheese. Excellent. I shall eat pizza. Do you know why? You don't even know why. You haven't seen the film. Do you know why? Lord Beerus is the antagonist in that film.
Yeah.
Do you know why he kicks off? Because Majin Buu won't share pudding with him. He can't eat pudding, so he freaks out.
That's the whole fucking
they love food. I mean in Dragon Ball Z, food is a big theme, because I swear, is it actual truth that they're all named after fruit?
Yeah, they're
shit?
All named after vegetables.
It's a big like Goku's a big fucking like foodie and shit.
It's
and
like Frieza, King Cool, his brother was cooler.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His fucking, that guy who freed him today was called Lord Sorbet. Stupid ass name is that.
And they put, like, when they bring food into the show, they draw it, like, perfectly.
Yeah.
Like, the strawberries
delicious.
Were glistening on that
delicious.
Fucking cake.
I'm gonna say a word to you guys, and I want you to say yes or no.
Okay.
Jayco.
What?
Yes.
Yes? Jayco,
no.
The new character in the Dragon Ball Z universe.
All right.
He's part of the...
Oh, the intergalactic officer.
The intergalactic
officer. Yeah, yeah. I like that character.
He looks like a weird Ant-Man.
Yeah,
I
liked him.
Bulma's dad is such a prick. Bulma's dad is like, Taco? And he's like, no, Jacko. And he's like, okay, Paco. What, cunt? He just said it 1 second ago. He just said it 1 second ago. Oh, and... But then Jacko... also a prick. Because of all the shit he does.
He has slick kung fu, though.
Yeah.
He's very cool.
Oh, he's very cool. I like his kung fu.
He does. And I thought Master Roshi. I thought Master Roshi, that was one of the films where he's actually shined through for a long time, because he hasn't actually been properly.
He's not done anything throughout the whole of Dragon Ball Z.
The first Dragon Ball Z film was actually starring Master Roshi, and it was like one of the most banging ones.
Mm.
So I think until then, or since then, he hasn't actually been in any.
I like how he gets hench as shit every time he fights.
That's him powering up. Right,
yeah, every time he gets into a fight. Can we talk about Frieza's forms?
I don't think that's spoiling, because they released those pictures.
They showed a picture.
It's quite an important
idea. I didn't like the name.
I love the fact that he came up with the name.
I love that he came up with the name. He said, let's call this Golden Frieza.
Yeah,
you can't name your
why
own
not?
Form.
Catch.
You can't just be like, oh,
what did
golden.
He? What did he?
That's what he was.
I'll be gold
that's what
now.
He was.
I'll
he's
gold
golden.
Now.
He looked so banging.
He looked banging.
How banging did he look? If I could cover myself in gold, I would be so on that. He was like, let's call this Gold Frieza. Mm. You're like, yeah, I'm rating that. I'm on board.
I'm behind that. Yeah.
He there's a bit where he's in the spaceship, and for some reason he has to explain the word salubrious.
Yeah.
And what
I found that strange.
What fucked my brain up was the fact that he got like a straight up Oxford dictionary definition.
Yeah, he got the actual definition
of salubrious. And I was like, why? I was like, what is that normal conversation? Like, well, salubrious means this, and I'm salubrious, eh?
Also, going back to why he's a prick. When he was fighting Goku and Vegeta at the top, he fucking graphed him.
They had the little signature, the whole thing. I noticed that as well.
I'm wondering if Whis is training them at the start. Well, when you get trained, usually in Dragon Ball Z, like Gohan wore the Piccolo because Piccolo trained him, and Goku wore Master Roshi's symbol because Master Roshi trained him, and now Whis is training Goku and Vegeta. And they were his symbol for the episode.
Yeah.
But they didn't choose to. He fucking tagged
bad
him.
Bad man,
Well, he's such a bad man.
I mean, like, I know, Ben, I know you haven't watched Naruto. You've seen Naruto. I was looking at it for a while. And I was like, where the fuck is that? I was like, that symbol's earlier in the show or something. But it's not. It's the fucking... The Leaf Village.
It looks similar.
It looked a little bit like the Leaf Village.
I think they really rate each other, Naruto and Dragon Ball Z. I wouldn't be surprised if the guy was like, this is based on Naruto. Because he does all that kind of shit.
Are they not both Bandai as well?
Yeah, maybe.
Huh? Are they not both Bandai?
Bandai Namco. Well, they both. That's the game, though. That's not.
No, but they are. They have their names on it.
Might be. I only remember Funimation.
Namco
and the intro music, which they only played, and to my disgust, they only played about 5 seconds of it at the beginning of the film. Does anyone remember how it goes?
No.
Obviously, the words are exact.
I'm sure the words. If you rewind that back, you'll hear Hassan say the words Insha'Allah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure those words do not appear in the original Funimation episode.
But they only played like 8 seconds of it, and I was like, I was getting hype. I was like waiting for the like minute and a half version. They didn't do it. You know what the next film should be about?
Go on.
Broly. I was going to drop a joke.
There's no way they can bring out another Broly film.
I would love Broly
is
another.
Dead.
He's had the most
Broly
amount of films.
Dead out.
He does the best films, bro.
He's
They're
had
the best.
Unless
he's there's like five of them.
Unless
yeah?
they do Broly.
No, I don't know.
But no one else. Like, the only Broly that shows up from the original is Krillin.
Yeah.
Because Krillin, at this point, can kill Broly on a cash.
No, that's
hyperbole. But everyone else can.
But the thing is that they did a little thing with the power levels at the beginning, and this threw me off because they were like the power level of Frieza was like, if I train for the next 5 months, then I can get my power level up to 1.3 million. And I was like, how do you know that?
How do you know the exact number?
How the fuck do you know that?
Also,
because they used to have scouters and shit.
Yeah, but how does he know?
I understand how he knows, but no one's mentioned power levels for such a long time that I'm like, is 1.3 million a lot? Because...
No. But until he actually got resurrected, everyone had a scouter and was still using it on the ship.
That's what I was going
to say. Until they've actually encountered Earthlings and people on Earth, they don't know about sensing powers outside of using scours and shit. They're the only ones that do that.
But how does he know? What fucked me off? How did he know exactly?
He knew what his maximum power level was, and he was like, oh, by transforming, I could double it or triple it. So that's how he was like, oh, it just occurs multiple. Because he tells, even in like the old school story and stuff, he tells them what his power level is when he's like going up.
Yeah, true.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I understand that, but in my head, I was like, is 1.3 million even a lot? I mean, considering level of people. But I think that we should take a break. Join us after the break for the exciting conclusion of Bangkok Radio Swayze. Okay, so that was our take on the film. We didn't actually say if we liked it. We didn't talk about how nice the animation is. We didn't talk about the fighting. We fucking didn't talk about... We spoke for 20 minutes, half an hour, about that goddamn movie. We didn't say anything about it. If you want to hear our actual thoughts, listen to the end of the show where we start to get into spoiler territory. Because at the moment, you don't even know if the film is good or not.
when you said spoiler territory, it sounded like in GTA San Andreas, when like, we're in baller territory.
Okay, so last 2 weeks ago now, because we had that mixtape in the middle, 2 weeks ago, a woman called Anita Spacedix, she sent us a manuscript for her, at the time, untitled story opus, if you will. This week she has written us the concluding chapter, and I would like to share it with you today. But she has started it with a note to the people of Bangkok Radio Swayze. So this is a note from Anita Spacedix to the fine men at Bangkok Radio Swayze.
Ooh.
I have always been highly erotically charged. Some say far too erotic for Earth. I am one of those people. In fact, I am the only one who says that. That is why I write sci-fi erotica, because only intergalactic pounding is satisfying to my very specific fantasies. Thank you for making my erotica heard. Without further ado, let us start the second and final chapter of my story, Humdrum to Space Cum. I know, right? What an awful name for a story. Sorry, what was the voice I was reading the story in last week?
So,
alright, it's like this. So, earlier today, while riding the space train, I bumped into a sexy beetle baby. Now at work, I couldn't stop thinking about her. That's where we left off. This is where we come back in. But you'll never guess who came into my store. That's right. It was her. She came up to me and said, I haven't been able to stop thinking about you all day. When do you finish your space job? It was just my sexual luck. Hey, I'm a cool guy. I finish whenever I want.
Really?
Don't you dare think about leaving with that space hussy, you no good bum. Shouted my team leader, Bratzel. Hey, screw off, Bratzel. You're just mad because I banged your wife.
Zing!
I could see in his eyes that I had gone too far with that. With that insult. He looked devastated. He looked like he was going to cry. Bratzel, I'm sorry, bro, I said. Even though I wasn't. Fuck you, man. Come on, bro. Don't be like that. If he had known I had also banged his sister, he'd be mega pissed. I'm so righteous. I lit a cigarette, took a drag, and flicked it in his face. Consider that my letter of resignation and my 2 weeks notice. I felt bad because my line was too wordy, but flicking the cigarette was a strong move, and I could tell that Beatalina, that was her name, was mega wet. And that means the same thing here as it does on Earth. We got on my motorbike and started to ride. Where are we going?
Why did he stick a train on?
What the fuck? Took a train to the motorbike.
He just leaves it there.
Park it here.
I got on my motorbike and we started to ride. Where are we going? I asked. Let's go to an orgy and bang! Sweet.
When we score.
When we showed up at the orgy, the whole room smelled like dicks and pussies. Or whatever the space words I called them earlier were.
That's lazy. She couldn't even look up.
Just an arrow.
No proofreading.
Before I had a chance to wipe off the bench and sit down, Beatalina had her rocking tits out. They sent me on a first-class trip to Boner Town, by which I mean they looked and felt so good that I got a boner. Her eyes glistened with moisture. The only thing harder than my steely gaze was my rock-hard abs. The only thing harder than my rock-hard abs was my rock-hard boner. She put it in her crow tube, which means mouth. It felt okay. Actually, it felt pretty mediocre. But I pretended to have a good time anyway. I started to think about Bretzel. I felt bad again. Why was I always such a dick? Bretzel actually loaned me the money to buy my motorbike. And later that day, I banged his wife. She couldn't suck space dick either. Still stuck a thumb in her butt, though. I went to high-five someone, but no bros were around. All right, baby, let's snorch, which means fuck. I shrank down to a little over 5 centimeters and climbed into her space pussy.
What?
Wait. You want me to reread it? Okay. I shrank down to a little...
What the fuck?
Pardon me. We'll cut that cough out. Okay. I shrank down to a little over 5 centimeters and climbed into her space pussy. Wait for it. That's how our people bang. I started punching the walls and wiping my feet on the floor. I like it dirty. It was pink and warm, and it smelled like coins. As I was bashing my head against her space pussy wall, I can hear her coming like a wild xenort. Just then, another dude climbs into her pussy. This round of space sex just got turned into a gangbang. Me and this dude start gangbanging the shit out of this girl. We're balls deep in gangbang. On Earth, you're lucky if you experience one gangbang in your life. But on my planet, they happen all the time. And they smell just as bad as you think they do. I'm on one side of the place punching the shit out of the wall, and I turn around, and my partner in crime is flying kicking the other side. I turn to him and say, "Bro, that's so rad." "I know, bro. I'm a sensei of sexy." That saying was so cool. Highly erotic. Now, the female orgasm in my species is so painful that for most men in my species, it usually kills them. Most of the time, men will just sit inside and jerk their little jimmies. And if it's a gangbang, which believe me, it is right now, then more often than not, the dudes will just fuck each other. On Earth, you're totally scared of that shit, you bunch of perverted homophobes. But I'm not into that faggot shit either. The guy in the pussy with me stopped punching the wall.
Sorry.
The guy in the pussy with me stopped punching the walls and sat down and started jerking his little Jimmy. I kept punching the walls. What are you doing? He said. It's time to come on the floor and go home. No way. I'm riding this dragon to the end, I replied. That's badass of you, but you'll kill us both. I don't even care, I said as I did a spin jump punch right into her Z-spot.
Spin jump punch.
The walls started to shake. Ah! This guy started to scream. The pussy started to close. He ran and jumped out, diving right out at the last second. The whole room was shaking. Beetleina was coming harder than a space wand, Neeb. If you don't know what that means, it means she was coming hard. I kept punching the walls. I started running for the exit when I slipped in that asshole's puddle of space jizz. I'm lying flat on my face in space jizz, and it smells disgusting. I see... This is where it gets vulgar.
It's vulgar.
I see a feminine space claw peel the pussy lips open. Grab my finger! Beetleina yelled. It's your last chance! The walls were closing in. Damn, she was coming hard. I got up to grab her finger when suddenly I remembered Brutex's face. I remembered how he cared for me and how I fucked him over every chance I got. I remembered rubbing it in his face any time a spacewoman rode my dragon down the lost highway. I didn't deserve to live. And with me gone, maybe he'd get more space pussy. I stood up. If I'm going out, I'm going out in style. I stood up and ran headfirst into her space clit. The walls completely closed up. Now all I could see was blackness, and all I could hear was the female orgasm. I just had to wait for the chlorine gas to be released. The chlorine gas that is released each and every time any woman in the universe comes. And when it did, it tore through my lungs, shredding them like they were in a blender. My stomach turned inside out and the acid started to melt my internal organs. My eyes melted in my head. This is definitely the worst thing that had ever happened. It sucked really bad. As I died, I thought about Brutex. I love him. And I banged his sister. And she wasn't even hot. Pretty gross, actually. I wish I hadn't died. The end.
Wow.
That was a Nia Space Dude story. It was a beautiful story.
That was a great story.
Do we have time to get into spoiler territory for Dragon Ball Z very quickly before the end?
Yeah, I mean,
well, just very quickly, what did you guys think of that? What did you guys think of that story?
I wanted to comment on the Nia Space.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a few minutes. And then
Jesus
we'll
Christ, I like the whole pussy.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah. There was a lot of pussy.
Was a lot of pussy.
But it's an interesting concept. To that's the way to have sex is to punch the walls.
Well, it's to shrink down really small, yeah, and then just like walls. Punch the walls. Yeah. I was imagining doing one of these like windmills,
yeah,
like where you just swing your arms around and you just fucking punch
constant
the walls.
Flow.
Pussy.
Constant.
I didn't like flow. How at the end Anita seems to think that when a woman comes, chlorine gas is released.
Every woman in the universe.
She made that very clear.
It was like a fact. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like,
she made it very clear that her belief is that every woman in the universe release chlorine gas, and that chlorine gas shreds through your lungs.
I think that says a lot about her.
I think it says a lot about her, specifically her,
yeah.
Not me or anyone like that.
No.
All right. We can get into spoiler country.
Are we done talking about a Nia Space Dick story?
Yeah.
I thought it was good. 10 out of 10.
It was amazing.
Okay.
Send in more.
Okay, so That is not quite the end of the podcast, but if you don't want Dragon Ball Z Resurrection F to be spoiled for you, then switch off now, okay? You're not going to miss anything but spoilers. We don't even tell jokes. We don't like jokes.
Never do.
But I will say this. Go to iTunes. I don't know if it's iTunes.com.
It's probably iTunes.
Internet.
Yeah.
iTunes.net. Bangkok Radio Swayze will probably be on the front page, so just click it, and then add to the myriad of five-star reviews. There's one from Ben. There's one from Hassan, I think.
Yeah.
Eamon didn't write one.
I did.
Oh, you did?
No.
No. Eamon didn't write... to be fair, though, Eamon has really high standards.
Special standards.
We don't meet those standards. But your standards are low. That's why you're listening to this shit. Go to iTunes, give us a 5-star review. If you do, you win a prize. I'm not going to tell you what the prize is. Also, go to Facebook. You can add us, Bangkok Radio Swayze.
Just like us, really.
But like us. You don't add us. You can add me if you want.
Friend.
If you can find me.
Dick pics.
Weirdo.
All year round.
Hassan runs our Twitter. Yeah. What's our Twitter called?
At BK Radio Swayze.
Eamon runs the editing process for the show, so you can't really talk to him. You can call me anytime you want.
My number is
yeah. Now on to the spoilers for Dragon Ball Z Resurrection F. Remember, if you don't want to hear them, turn off now. If you don't mind it being spoiled, please continue to listen. Alright, we've got 2 minutes. And this is spoiler time. They blow up the Earth. They blow up the fucking planet. Frieza is about to get fucking killed by Vegeta, who's now a fucking Saiyan god, blue eyes, fucking fucking blows up the Earth. Spoils. Goodbye.
No. I don't like... See, this is what I was talking about earlier. I really don't like how this Beerus... Like, the whole thing, I was like, this Beerus and his mate, they are, like, mutual. They kind of... Like, they're on
not
the involved. Fence.
Like, they literally and said to Frieza, we're not getting involved.
And I was like, that's cool. They finally, like, doing some shit like that where someone just doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And then they get involved. Then
but that's
like,
why you need to so watch wait, the
so
original
So if you haven't... No. I disagree. If you haven't seen it and you're still listening, what happens is that Vegeta is about to kill Frieza. Frieza, with his dying breath, fucking fires everything he can into the Earth, destroying the Earth. Beerus saves the Z fighters that have stood around him, and it's revealed that Frieza probably lived, but everyone else on Earth, Trunks, Vegeta, died in the blast. Now, what I thought was going to happen was they were setting up for the next film, where these people, on their own, with just Goku and whatever Z fighters lived, had to go in search of whatever Dragon Balls were left in the universe to save everyone on Earth.
That would have been a really cool
And that would have been film. Fucking yeah. cool. I was waiting for them to go, like, really cool with it.
I knew they weren't going to do that because it would have gone against the whole ethos of Dragon Ball Z.
But right...
And in the film, they hinted towards...
In the beginning, he said that he could do that.
Yeah, he can do that anyway. Yeah.
But what happens is instead, Vice just is like, don't worry, we'll just go back in time 3 minutes. Yeah. And they just go back in time.
And it's, yeah, but that's explained because Beerus chooses not to destroy Earth because he likes the food that Earth has. Yeah.
Well, that's explained.
That's explained
but
even
very,
in the previous
it's a
film.
Shitty explanation. It's
no, but even in the previous film, yeah. even in the previous
I'm
film,
not,
he chooses
not
to
I agree.
Crazy
he loves
film.
Food. He loves the food. And he has a new respect for Goku because it has so much latent power. So he's like, I'm not going to.
And it makes more sense as well if you watch Dragon Ball Super as well.
I don't.
Because when Beerus meets them, he decides straight away,
I
actually want to train these breads. Because they're the breads that he sees in the dream and shit.
But I still think
the Super Saiyan. So he actually is like, I want to train these breads. So from the get-go, he was like, I'm not going to wreck the planet.
Look, I'm not saying it's not explained. I'm saying it's gas.
What is his position? I mean, I should watch the original, the film before, but what is his position?
He's
the god
of
destruction. He just, if there's a planet, that's shit.
And then when he wakes up, he just destroys planets on a whim, like.
Oh, so it's not, he's not like, dictate he's kind of he's not needed
no, he's
in
not,
any
he's a cool guy but if you make him angry he's going
to
destroy all
so he's not needed for like to maintain balance or anything
no he's just a god of destruction like, there's how there's bare like Kais and Supreme Kais in the Dragon Ball
he's
universe.
One of
kind of they're all overseers and stuff and he just happens to be a destroyer. Do you know what I mean?
I like how he looks a bit like an Egyptian.
Well, he's based on
I like that
and he is very and I really like him as a character. I do think, even though they explained it, and at the beginning, Vice said that that was a power of his, and I actually knew that that's what he was going to do, because at the beginning, Vice says, I have this power to go back in time. But I still think, what they, I mean, it's such a, I mean, why do it? Because they blow up the Earth, and you're like, that is fucking, what?
It blows
and
then up they in just a go second.
Back, and, but it blows up in the coolest way.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, well, we'll just go back in time.
Yeah.
And you're just like, anytime they do that shit, you're like, ah, go fuck yourself.
I was watching it.
Resurrection, fuck yourself.
And that's when that bomb happened, I looked at how much time was left on in the film, and it was like 5 minutes, and I was like, what the fuck are they gonna do? And they literally in like, if you by accident skipped a minute past the Earth blowing up, you'd be like, how is everything back to normal?
It just you'd have thought that it just skipped, that it just went back a minute, and then that's
what they quickly dusted it, and then everything, and then the end of the film straight away happened after that. I was like, okay, that's
I like the fact that they've taken the Super Saiyan thing to the next level, but
they had to.
I'm wondering what they're going to do
next.
What
else could they have done?
Like, what else can he do now that he's become God? Like, he's become a God of his race. What else can he do?
God free.
They can't have like Super Saiyan God free.
Do you know what's funny? Is that I also was like, how the fuck is Vegeta ever going to catch up with Goku now that he's a Super Saiyan God? And then Vegeta was like, oh, I'm also a Super Saiyan God. And you're like, oh.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's why you have to watch the Super Dragon Ball Super. Dragon Ball Super, the show.
What's Dragon Ball Super?
Because it fills the gaps. No, Dragon Ball Super that's come out now. It's a new episode comes out every week now.
Oh yeah, fuck! Kai was the one where they remade.
Yeah, that's a cacting. That's just a remake of it and shit.
Yeah,
but and that's not even by Funimation. The dub and
just
everything.
Fan
really.
Yeah, it's a fake thing basically.
I like how Goku got shot in the fucking heart and died instantly.
That's Can I just tell a story from our youth? When we were young men, Hassan turned to me and said, Ben, Goku's the greatest fighter who ever lived. I could kill him, though.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck up. How could you kill Goku? And Hassan turned to me and said, I would shank him. Yeah. And that is basically what fucking happened to Goku today. Goku was stood... Can I say, these bros get fucking whatever in the world thrown at. This was stupid as fuck. Goku is standing over Frieza... not about to kill him, but giving him an epic speech about how he's letting him live so he can go back and whatever. And then a guy shoots him with a fucking ring gun in the fucking heart.
That's
instantly
cash.
In the heart.
Instantly
that's cash.
Dead.
That is cash.
That's cash.
I'm going to drop more Dragon Ball Z nerd shit on you.
Please.
They've always hinted in Dragon Ball Z that guys can get parred by like death rays, all that shit, if they're not fighting and shit. Because when they're fighting and they're powered up and shit, they've got like basically barriers on them, all that energy shit, you know what I mean? So like in lots of films and lots of episodes, they've been hit with beams that would be like, come on. But it's always been out of a fight bit, you know what I mean? Out of a fight, saving a breath, shit like that, then they get critically injured. But in fights, they survive that shit. So.
Well, they make hits.
But at the same time, you're shot. With a ring gun.
Yeah, with a ring
gun.
I mean, I'll even bring it back to like the Cooler's Revenge film where he gets shot.
Please do.
He gets shot. I will, thank you. He gets shot by Cooler's like death ray, like death eye beam shit, and he gets hit just in the back just because he's like jumping to save Gohan from getting hit by it. And he gets hit in the back and he's basically critically wounded and they have to go and get Senzu Beam just to save his
life. But I will say, I will counter that with this. That was
20 seconds on the clock.
That was King Cooler firing death rays from his eyes.
But then,
this
obviously, Goku heals back and then destroys
King Cooler.
Goes without saying.
This was not King Cooler shooting death rays out of his eyes into Goku's back.
Yeah, that was...
This was a ray gun. Sorry. This was Sorbet firing a ring gun...
Exactly.
...into Goku...
And I'm going to... Please, let me my rebuttal. I'm going to argue the case that the Frieza Force...
the Frieza Squad,
whatever they like to be called, they've clearly gone far into the future of technology. Where they're even able to build... They even comment on the fact that they no longer need to build Frieza as... like a bio android that can fully regenerate his cells and shit. So they're hinting towards
that. Oh, that was funny. Yeah. When they were just like, it would be impossible to bring him back in this form. Yeah. And they were just like, oh, we'll just put him in the regenerator. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, all right,
we've advanced. So they were quite blatantly said that they've advanced through technology. So
space guns. Yeah, so why does Freezer not just have a space gun ring?
Because he's a martial artist. He's a warrior. Gold. You know what I mean? They all go by pride. I mean, the fact that he got killed in that film is testament to that. He got killed because he had a massive ego, had to go get revenge the second he got that new form, instead of just training a little bit more.
That was, I like that.
Yeah, but Goku said, basically, if you master that form, you are stronger than us in that form. It's just that you run out
of energy. Also, if Goku and Vegeta had just, you know, been friends,
yeah, they could have won. But, you know, just insane bonus shit.
I like the fucking Sorbet's two minions. Mm. How they were introduced, and I was like, they're going to be big characters in this. One in the big fight, one of them gets instantly killed.
I love that.
Instantly, he's like, "Can I fight?"
How much of a shit Deborah is?
Can I fight? And then he's like, "Of course." And then he instantly gets killed. The other one, who I actually thought, because he was kind of like
little slim guy,
yeah, the slim Chinese-looking dude. I was like, he's a bit mouthy. There's something about him. They're gonna let him live for most of the film. Dems. As soon as Freezer wakes up. Shoots him out into space.
I like
shoots
that. Him Darth Vader shit.
Into space.
Darth Vader stuff.
What a bad man. I actually really like Frieza.
I rated that. Frieza was my favorite enemy in Dragon Ball Z.
Majin Buu for me.
Nah, Frieza's my
Majin Buu is some cack brand who likes sweeties.
No, I mean the slim one. Because he looked proper scary. Right, I like that. Okay, are you saying villains or just characters?
I just meant as characters and villains.
Oh.
Like, I liked Frieza the best. I liked that was my favorite saga.
Vegeta when he was a bad guy.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
That was
he was King such Piccolo. A good bad guy.
King Piccolo when he was a bad guy.
Oh, yeah. Going into Dragon Ball with your fucking nerd shit.
Yeah, but see, even in Dragon Ball Z,
King Piccolo, for one episode, he's a bad guy. And then he's like, actually, you gotta go fight your brother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bro, I never watched that shit. I'm not Japanese. I watched Dragon Ball Z. Zed for fires.
Zedders.
With your Dragon Ball knowledge. With your mad knowledge. Should we talk about this? I was like, I'm going to watch the English dub. And Hassan was like, I'm going to watch the Japanese version. What do you watch? Eamon's clearly the biggest
You watched both.
Fan.
Yeah, you watched both. You just stopped it.
No, not straight away. I watched it ages ago. I watched it when it first came out.
Yeah.
I watched the other one recently.
You convinced me, Ben.
You convinced me
because I was like, actually, I do want to reminisce. And watching this, to summarize for myself, I liked it more for the nostalgia trip, and that's why I watched it in the English dub, because I just wanted to hear the voices again. I wanted to hear Vegeta's voice.
Your argument was that you thought the Japanese version would be better because the English version is cheesy.
Yeah.
And my argument was that we grew up on the English version, and I can't listen to Goku be some 80-year-old Asian woman.
I watched the Japanese version. I watched the Japanese version first because that's the first one that I found.
Of course.
And also because I'm watching Dragon Ball Z Super, which is currently in Japanese, subtitled. I'll watch it and it will be at home with it.
Yeah.
But I preferred the English dub version, just because I prefer the English dub version of Dragon Ball Z.
Also, I will say this, they never play Vegeta's theme.
Yeah, they rarely do. They rarely
I wish
do.
That they would play it more. It's the best tune in the whole fucking Ampiculous theme.
But I think they did play in Resurrection.
They didn't play in Resurrection. I was waiting for it, because it looked like they were about to play it when he's like
when he was posing.
Yeah, it looked like they were going to, and they don't.
Oh. Even when he was walking as a Super Saiyan God,
even when
he was sure because
I'm there. I'm like,
no,
because in my mind, I'm playing it.
Yeah.
Because I'm waiting for it, and it never came. It's the best tune in the whole thing.
I like the fact that they finally did make Vegeta basically catch up to Goku, where he's a Super Saiyan God as well. Yeah. And
actually, if you watch the last one, Vegeta actually has hints where he's probably better than Goku.
Yeah. And even in
because he's getting some hits on the fucking guy as Super Saiyan.
He always does. And even in the Super, in Dragon Ball Super, I don't want to spoil it for you guys, but basically they are being...
Bro, this is the spoiler section?
Yeah, this is spoiler section. They are being trained by, Beerus and Whis.
Mm. It's not another canon. It's actually part...
It's part
the
of this...
films are part of
yeah,
the
it's part
season.
Of
the films are part of the... No, these two films... The other films aren't canon, but these films are canon.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, they're part of the original story.
No, these films are canon, yeah.
I'm just saying,
this is like a sort of return of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah,
but I'm saying, before they used to do it, the films were kind of, nearly completely separate. Yeah.
No, no, but like they always are in between a saga or actual timeline. Yeah,
but they never mention it.
They never mention it. But if you watch them, like if you, they never mention it because and the time between the releases are so far apart. Yeah. It's hard to remember. But if you watch them closely, like if you watch the episodes. Like adjacent to the film,
then you'll then know you where
see
it
the
is.
Link. Yeah, you yeah, see yeah, the link. Yeah, yeah,
you'll be like, "This is the bit where Krillin just died."
And in Dragon Ball Super, the show, they actually have the fight with Beerish and stuff, but it's redone from the movie, so it's actually better than it spans out through like quite a few episodes where he's actually fighting Beerus and he's transforming and all this shit. So like the movie is just a sort of like introduction to Beerus coming into the universe of Dragon Ball Z, basically. But in the show, he has a much longer introduction, like 10 episodes in, where he's coming to the planet, fighting for like 5 episodes. It's like really long.
How far into the show are they now?
I think they're on episode like 13 or so.
Oh, that's not
so far. It's just about started, yeah. That's it's just far. New. Yeah.
Can we get a soundbite of Vegeta saying it's pizza? Because I just want you guys to hear it.
It's pizza.
It's pizza.
It's cheese.
It's cheese, that's it.
It's cheese. It's called cheese.
Yeah, that's it.
I love that at one point he'd never had cheese before either.
He was like, dickhead.
And he was eating it, and then like he ate cheese and killed Nappa so that he could stay on Earth.
That's how it works.
That's spoilers right there.
Alright.
Thank you very much for listening. This has been Bangkok Radio Swayze.
No question.
Clocking pretty much in at an hour exactly when we said 45 minutes.
No question.
Very lovely to hear from all of you. Please tweet us. Whatever. Because I've got an idea of what we're going to do.
Oh.
This is a little bit inside baseball. What I think we should do is go back to the 45 minute mark where we finish.
It's cheese!